After a delay of several weeks, transportation planners have voted to move forward with the next phase of planning the future of Interstate 81 in Syracuse. The Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports.
The Syracuse Metropolitan Transportation Council okayed a $32 million engineering and environmental impact study. Its job will be to narrow the options down to one or two plans for I-81 and assess their impact. The mile and a half of elevated interstate running through Syracuse is reaching the end of its lifespan. Last week, a coalition of business owners and suburban lawmakers formed a group to lobby for keeping that section of I-81 as it is, rather than rerouting it around the city. Save81.org already has 1,000 members, the group claims. Syracuse Common Council President and SMTC board member Van Robinson is one of the largest proponents of the highway coming down. He says the businesses, like Destiny USA, that want the highway to stay put are making a mountain out of a molehill.
It is a destination. It will remain a destination. And the number of people that will bypass will be minimal, if any.
The Department of Transportation temporarily pulled its approval of the study last month in order to come up with a public engagement plan following public outcry over the process. A final decision for I-81 is expected in 2017. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.